So tell me again, what does a fader do?
It fades the sound.
It takes away.
Well, we're not taking away sound, right? We're dealing with electricity still, right?
You're taking away electricity.
We're taking away power.
Matthew Schilling gathers his students around a soundboard, talking about volume and distortion, and like you just heard, faders. He tells his students to look at a cable, an XLR cable, and notice how its ends are different.
Y'all have seen an extension cord, right? This side goes into the wall, we know that, right? And this side receives the other end. So our XLR cables are the same way. One side has the prongs, the other side receives the prongs.
Schilling teaches sound and music production to both creative and at-risk youth. His program is very hands-on. His students build microphones and speakers from scratch to understand how they work. And on the day I came, they were stretching ropes between two cups to experiment with how sound travels. Schilling calls the program Noise.
N-O-Y-S-E, it's the New Orleans Youth Sound Experience.
Eventually, Schilling's students do live sound recordings with professional musicians. They even work at festivals and get paid. Schilling says he wants his students to find something they love doing. He wants to give them that opportunity, an experience which makes them think,
I really enjoy this and I can make money at this and I'm going to learn a skill where I can get a job doing something I really love.
Last year, Noise got its start with seed funding from St. Claude Main Street, an economic and community development organization which focuses on the St. Claude corridor. This year, St. Claude Main Street is opening what they call the St. Claude Lab.
A storefront space on St. Claude dedicated to teaching youth creative and digital media.
That's Jonathan Rhodes, board president of St. Claude Main Street. He says Noise, which currently holds class inside the New Orleans Healing Center, most often Cafe Istanbul, will be moving to the St. Claude Lab as its anchor tenant. Rhodes says the mission of Noise fits really nicely with the city's focus on developing a workforce in creative and digital media. He says Noise is
similar to other after-school programs in that it's, you know, going to bring community youth and students from the local elementary schools into the space to learn new skills. But it's different from a typical after-school program in that it has this very specific focus. It's geared very much toward teaching marketable, useful skills to people of New Orleans.
I can get over you. You left your mark on me.
Jamal Williams' high school mentor told him about Noise. But Jamal says the information was redundant because he'd already seen a poster for Noise hanging in the hallway at Clark High School.
Every time I see music written down or something like that, I have to stop and read it, and I just get tunnel vision.
Jamal's a creative young man, and like his classmate Victor Foster, who's already writing and producing his own music, Noise is the perfect training ground for turning a passion into a profession.
It was really exciting to be with Matt, and he's showing me all these things on what to do, on how to go around telling people about a business and trying to promote a business. He helped me to help myself.
Helping young adults help themselves is the whole point of Noise. Dexter Allen found out about the program through a social worker when he was incarcerated. He says he's always liked music, and he thinks Noise will help him chase his dream of recording his beats and raps.
And make a living out of it, you know, try to do something with myself instead of being out here on these streets like a hooligan, trying to make my mama proud, get my family out the hood.
Learn more about Noise and St. Claude Main Street at wwno.org. For WWNO, I'm Eve Abrams.